Begin the current daf, Masechtas Tmur daf Tezayin. Begin on the third line down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara goes back to the halacha introduced in the previous daf, which in its discussion will come back and relate to the halacha of our previous Mishnah. Gufa, we learned as follows. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul says, Shleishes alofim halachis nishtakhu b'me'ev l'shal Mesh. There were 3,000 halachas, tradition of law that was forgotten in the days of the mourning when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. So Amar Leili Yeshua, so the Jewish people said to Yeshua, the next leader of the Jewish people, Shaul, ask God, what's these halachas? So Amar Leili said to them, quoting a pasuk in Devarim, Eloi b'shamayim, it's not in the heavens. Once Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people, it's our obligation to safeguard it and to extrapolate, and you can't go to heaven and just ask it anymore. Amar Leili Shmuel, later generation, they said to Shmuel Hanavi, Shaul, ask. Amar Leili said to them, a pasuk in Yikra, it says that, Eloh HaMitzvahs, these are the mitzvahs that Hashem commanded to Moshe, to the Jewish people in Har Sinai, and that was those. That's it. Those are the mitzvahs that Hashem gave from heaven. But from that point on, the prophet's not allowed to introduce anything new, that whatever has to be from the Torah here, and one cannot just go ahead and ask Hashem for the mitzvahs. Now, relating this way relates back to Halacha of our Mishnah, Amar Yitzchak Nafchi says, Av chata shemesu ba'alau. Also regarding the law of our Mishnah, which some have the gears of Shinaskapru, also a karmachatas, that the owner either died or had an atonement, that is also from Halacha L'Mesha Mesinais. Nishtakha b'me'ev shal Mesha was forgotten in the days of the mourning of Mesha. What happens to that chatas? You already had atonement somewhere else, or the owner died. Does this animal now die? Does it go out to graze? And this is from those halachas that were forgotten. Now, so Amal Pinchas, they said to Pinchas, another leader of the Jewish people, Shaul, ask. Amalei, and the gear says, Amalehem, he said to them, as in the previous text, Loi b'shamayimi, no, it's not in heaven, can't go out and ask it anymore from Hashem. Amalei l'lazit, said to Elazit, another leader of the Jewish people, Shaul, ask. Amalehem, he said to them, Eila mitzvahs, these are the mitzvahs, she'ein navi rishoy l'chadosh tov mi'ata, that no prophet go ahead and introduce anything new at this point. Now, as the Shittim Kabetzes brings in Ois Hei, which is obvious that Rashi had this text, Simon, a mnemonic to recall who are the individuals that they asked to try to get back these halachas, if he's either Yashpa, which is the Yud stands for Yeshua that they asked first, then they asked Shmuel HaNavi, then they asked Pinchas, then Elazar, or the Ikad Amri, some say it's Yafish, which is Yeshua, Elazar, Pinchas, Shmuel, and then there's B'masnitit on the Braisa learned, there was Yaflil, which Yeshua, Pinchas, and the two Lamas is Elazar and Shmuel. But those are the different individuals, different texts regarding whom did they ask, what order regarding try to reclaim back the halachas that they forgot. Similarly, Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, he explains that B'shosh Nifta Moshe Rabbeinu L'Gan Eden, at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was passing off from this world to the Garden of Eden, suddenly Yeshua said to Yeshua, Sha'am emene kol sveika sheshlach, I'm leaving this world, ask me any doubts you have in halacha that you have. So Yeshua said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Rebbe, my teacher, did I ever leave you for one moment and I went somewhere else? Didn't you write regarding me as the pasuk says in Shemais, Mesharsa Yeshua, that his attendant, that of Moshe Rabbeinu's attendant, Yeshua ben Nun, Naar was a youth, didn't leave from the tent. So he says, I don't have to ask you anything, I was with you at all times. Which actually, the text is brought down to say of Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu got weakened, because he was disheartened by this, that Yeshua claimed to know everything that he knew, and therefore v'nishtakhu mimenu is forgotten from Yeshua, because of the sin that he caused, this frustration of consciousness of Moshe, that he was in pain on Yeshua, that he thought he was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu himself, that he forgot shalosh me'as halachis, he forgot 300 halachas, v'nol b'loy sheva me'as sveikas, and it was introduced to him 700 doubts, v'amdu kol Yisrael l'harka, and all the Jewish people stood up to try to kill him until he would tell them what are these halachas that we forgot now that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. So Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Yeshua, look, loy melach iyafshar, to tell you I can't, because as we said in the previous Gemaras, loy b'shamayimi. However, leich v'tartim b'mochama, go ahead and distract them by fighting a war. Shalom, like it says in the beginning of Sevi Yeshua, it says, v'hi achri mois Moshe eved Hashem, that it was after Moshe Rabbeinu, the servant of Hashem, passed away. V'yem Hashem b'gayma, and says Hashem spoke to Yeshua, and what is that? As the Bach brings that the Pasuk later on says, which is that you have to go ahead and take on the Canaanim, you have to go on and wage wars in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore that was a distraction that they shouldn't want to kill Yeshua for the halachas that they forgot. Now, and the gear says, b'masnitutan, in the Brice we learned, that elef ushva meyers kalm v'chamayrin, 1,700 expositions of kalm v'chamayrin, B'gzeres Shavus, which is when the same words, B'diktuki Sefer, and the precision of the scribes, meaning of the Talmid Chacham, which the Gemara in Shkolim Daf Ches Manalf explains that the reason why they're called Seferim, scribes, is because they make the Torah Sefiris Spheres of numerics, of metrics. Meaning, like, for example, like in the beginning of Masechet Zivamis, that says, Chamesh Esri Noshim Patris Torah Sein. They give a 15 women exempt their co-wives from the mitzvah of Yibam. Or 13 things that were said by an avela of a kosher bird. Or 5 people can't do truma. Which is that they combine different halachas and they put it in one counting of numbers that it shouldn't be forgotten. Now, from these precisions of the scribes, which were not yet combined together, those were Nishtakha B'mei Evlo Shamaisha, they were forgotten in the days of mourning of Meisha Beinu. No, but Amr Abavo, he says, Afapikin, even though that they forgot these halachas, Hechzirin Asnil ben Kenaz Mitech Papulai, Asnil ben Kenaz returned these halachas through his expositions, through his drushes, through his pilpul of Tyra, he was able to reclaim what these halachas were. Shnama, this is a passing in Yeshua. It says, Ve'yilkada Asnil ben Kenaz, that Asnil ben Kenaz, he captured it. Which, the simple translation is, he captured the city of Kiryat Sefer. But Kiryat Sefer could be understood as the reading of the Sefer, meaning of the halachas of the Torah, that he would capture that. And as the Pasuk says, he was Achi Kalev, the brother of Kalev, V'itin lo yis'achsa bita li'isha, and Kalev gave him his daughter Achsa as a wife. Now, says Gemara, V'lo menek Rishma Achsa, why was her name Achsa? Shekala Raya Isa, because whoever would see her, Kais Alishti would get mad at his wife because she was so beautiful, he'd be so upset that this is who his wife is. That was why she was called Achsa. Now the next pasuk says that Vihi Bavaya, that it was when she came, that his wife Achsa came to Asnil, Vatisiseyu Lishal Me'isaviya Sadeh. So she incited her husband that she should be able to request from her father a field. And therefore Vatisnach Malachamar, she went down, she got down from her donkey, and as the pasuk says, with the Yemala Kalev Malach, and that her father Kalev says, "What do you want, my daughter?" But says Gemara, "My vatitznach." What's this interesting terminology of getting off her donkey in the words vatitznach? So Amar Rava, Amar Yitzchok, says that Amar Loi, she said to her father, "Machamar zeh, just like this donkey, kiven she ain le Michael Babusev, he doesn't have any food in his trough and where he eats from. Miat Sayik, right away he shouts, and that's vatitznach, a terminology of tzavacha, of screaming, of shouting. So kachisha, so she's giving her father a metaphor. So to a woman, she doesn't have any produce, any food in her house. Right away she screams, she's telling her father, we have nothing to survive on. Because as the next pasuk says, she said, Tunali bracha, give me a blessing, give me some bounty, because you've given me a dry land. What does that mean? Bayis shem menugav, a house that's dried and emptied out, mekultiva, from any good, from any physical good. And v'nesati li gulis mayim, you have given me springs of water, which is a metaphor for the Torah, which is called water. In other words, you've given me a person, and the reason why she referred to as gulis, that the whole Torah is revealed to him. He's a adam she'im ba'el Torah b'vad. He's a person that only has Torah itself, but he's not a wealthy person. He's a sage, but we have no food. So the pasuk says, v'yitn lam, and her father Kalev gave her as gulis ilias v'es gulis tachtiyas, gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. Meaning, Amalai said to her, me, and the girsa is the Bach brings, shekol razi oilam, that you're telling me someone that all the secrets of the world, el yoinim v'tachtoinim shaloi, the upper and the lower are his, all those wisdom, yivakish memenim mezainis, he's going to ask from me for sustenance? Meaning to say, most definitely doesn't need me, because the pasuk says in Mishlei, like we say in the song of Eishes Chayil, Haisa, she was referring to the Torah, Kaniya Seicher, like the merchant ship, Begaimer, etc., which is that she brings her bread from afar. Someone like your husband, who is such a great sage, doesn't need me, Hashem will provide. Now, the Gemara, however, asks and says, V'kalev ben Kenazu, the inference is, we said that in the pasuk, Asnil ben Kenaz, Achid Kalev. Asnil, was the son of Kenaz, was the brother of Kalev. Obviously, Kalev was also a son of Kenaz. That asked the Gemara, but V'halei Kalev ben Yefunahu, as the pasuk says in Yeshua, he was Kalev ben Yefunah HaKenizi. It doesn't say that he's ben HaKenaz, it says he's the son of Yefunah. So how is it the inference that he's the son of Kenaz? It says, Gemara, my Yefunah, what does it mean Kalev ben Yefunah? It's Shepona Matzas Miraklim, it's a description of him. You're right, his father was really Kenaz. It's just that he was removed from the council of the spies. Yeshua is one of the Yeshua and Kalev were the two people that didn't sin with the miracle. It says the Gemara, Vakati ben Kenaz, but is it really true that he's the son of Kenaz? But ben Chetzrin, who? Kaliv's father was Chetzrin. The Chetzrin says the pasuk in Divrei Yama Elav. It says, Vakaliv ben Chetzrin, Hailed es Azuva. He gave birth to Azuva. Now, actually, the Gemara, in the first paragraph, in Saita Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, actually explains that he married Miriam, who was forsaken. Azuva means forsaken because of illness. And since he married her for the sake of heaven, so the pasuk equates as if he gave birth to her, but really he had married Azuba, which was Miriam. But one thing we see that his father is Chetzer, not Kenaz. So Merava, he says, you're right, Churge de Kenazu. He was a stepson of Kenaz, which is that Asnil was his brother maternally, because they shared the same mothers. And actually, it's precise the pasuk that we mentioned before, that Kalev is not the son of Kenaz, because that pasuk says, Kalev ben Yefuna HaKenazi, it doesn't say Ben Kenaz. Obviously, yes, Kenaz brought him up, because he was a stepson, but he didn't give birth to him, because his father was actually Chetzer. Now, Tanya the Gemara continues, says, we learned in the Braisa, who is Snil, who Yavetz? This is Snil ben Kenaz. He was the same one that's called Yavetz. But actually, these were just two descriptions of him. Umar Shemai, what was his real name? Yehudi Achish Shimon Shemai. His name was Yehudi, the brother of Shimon. Now, why was he called a Snil? Sha'anoy El, because God answered him. Why was he called Yavetz? It's an acronym. She yatz v'ribitz Torah b'Yisrael, because he counseled and he disseminated Torah amongst the Jewish people. Says the Gemara, Menol and Sha'anayel, where do we know that God answered him? Because the Chassid, the Pasuk says in Divrei Yama Aleph, it says, V'yekre Yavetz lelehei Yisrael lemer, that Yavetz called out to the God of the Jewish people saying as follows, Im barach tevarcheni, if bless me, you will bless me, v'herbisa is gevuli, and you'll extend my boundaries, v'haysa yatcha, and the girsa is, imi, your hand will be with me, v'sisa mira, and you will protect me from all evil, labilti atzvi, that I don't get depressed and down, and God brought to him what he had requested. Now, what does this pasuk mean? So the Gemara explains, "In barach tevarcheni, if bless me, you will bless me." It means by Torah, with the learning of Torah. V'rbi says gavuli, that you'll expand my boundaries. That means b'talmidim, by having students. V'haisa yatcha, and the Gemara says, "Imi, your hand will be with me." Eshleish tekech tamudim min libi, that your Torah will not be forgotten. My learning will not be forgotten from my heart. And then when the pasuk continues, as we said, as the Bekir says, Vasisa Meira, and that you will do to protect me from evil, Shemitri is Damnuli Reim Kemaisi, because you'll give me colleagues like myself that will insulate me. Levilti Atzvi, which means to say like a terminology of Atzvis, that I don't get depressed. Ishle Sagveni Yitzahar Malishness, that the evil inclination does not stop me from learning. If you do this, so he said it's good. Vimla, but if not, Harini Hailich Lenasisi Lisha, I'm going to go with my affliction into the bottomless pit, means I'm going to die in my depression. Miatz, immediately, like the pasuk says, but Yavi Elohim es Hashashol, and God brought to him what he had requested. He got his request. Says the Gemara, Kayitza b'devat ha'imis, similarly you find that whoever gives himself over to be going after and beseeching and seeking for to be able to learn Torah, so from heaven they fulfill that person's requests. As the pasuk says in Mishli, Rosh, the pauper, the ishta chachem, which is the medium type of a person who knows two or three out of the six siddurim of Mishnayos of the Shas, who is someone who knows but doesn't know everything. So then nifkashav, these two people, the pauper who doesn't know anything and the middle type of person, they encounter each other. So meir in ishneim, he illuminates the eyes of the two of them, Hashem, which means as follows. At a time when the student goes to his teacher, and he says to him, teach me Torah. So Imalam, if it teaches him, so Me'er Enish name Hashem. So Hashem illuminates the eyes of both of them, because even though his teacher still needs to learn, because he's just an intermediate type of a person, he's not the greatest sage in the world, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches the two of them. But Vimla, but if he doesn't teach him, then like the pasuk says in Mishlei, Asher V'Rash Nifgashu, the wealthy and the pauper encounter each other, Aisa Kul Mashem, Hashem has made all of them. Mean to say that now he renews them and makes them, these two, anew. Meaning, Misha Asar Chacham Lazer, the one, meaning Hashem, who had made this one a sage, and he's not teaching others, so Aisa Tipish. Now Hashem makes him imbecilic. Tipish Lazer, the one who had originally made this person not intelligent, now Aisa Chacham, now he makes him the sage. Zum Mishnas Reb Nassin, this is the version of Reb Nassin of the previous Gemara's discussion with the Pasuk of the request of Yavetz, and like you see similarly this concept that if someone's trying to get Torah and students and all that, Hashem will give it to him. B'yudah Nasi, I mean, he translates it ill in the physical realm. Says the request was, embarked to Bechenia, if you will show me, bless me, that means with proliferation of having children. Rabbi says, Gavuli, that you'll expand my boundaries, that's Babanis, that's by his sons and daughters. Vayisu yotcha imi, and your hand is going to be with me. That means b'masa matan. That means with business dealings. Vasisa meira, and you'll protect me from evil. Shleihei b'mechush reish, or mechush aznayim, or mechush aznayim, that I won't have any ailments of the head, or ailments of the ears, or ailments in the eyes. L'bilti atzvi, that I don't get down. Meaning shleih segvin yitzahar melishnais, that the yitzahar does not stop me from learning Torah. If you're going to do that, fine. Vimla, but if not, I'm going to go in my pain down to Gehenim. And Vayave loy elihim, and then God gave him what he requested. Similarly, you say the same idea that someone requests regarding his sustenance and for the needs that he has, then from Shemaim they will go ahead and give him the needs that he needs. Is Rush ve'ishtachachem nifkashu? If the pauper and the middle class type of a person encounter each other, maybe in the Ishneim Hashem, then Hashem will illuminate the eyes of both. Meaning, when the pauper is going to go to a homeowner and he's going to tell him, provide me what I need. If he gives him what he needs, fine. But if not, then like we have the pasuk that said, the wealthy person and the pauper encounter each other. Hashem is the one who makes all of them. Meaning, the one who had made this person wealthy, is going to make him poor. And the one who had made this one originally poor, is going to make him wealthy. I think it goes back to the halacha of our Mishnah, which we were discussing this halacha regarding, as we introduced this, because that was one of the halachas that were forgotten, was regarding a carbon tzibur, which specifically was shekipur bala, which we said that if the owner had an atonement, if the tzibur had an atonement, so that was the machlekes in the Mishnah regarding if this is going to be one of the cases, is that it's going to die. We know the chamisha chatois meses. But the question was, is that only by a yachid, or if that's even by a tzibur? So Amar Reb Shimon, he says that no, if the tzibur has an atonement, then the animal is not going to die. And this is because ma'amatzinu b'chulu, like we find, which Tarnabon and the Brisa expounds on Reb Shimon's opinion in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon Nami says the following idea. It says, Chamesh chatois meses. We know there's a halacha al-mesh. We've seen that the five types of karma chatas die. They're flat chatas. If a karma chatas gives birth to a child, that animal has to be left to die. For tmuras chatas, if someone makes a tmur on the karma chatas, it's left to die. V'chatas shemesu ba'alau, if there's a karma chatas that the owner passed away before they brought it, it's left to die. V'chatas shechibur ba'alau, or karma chatas the owner gets an atonement with some other animal, this original one is left to die. And v'chatas shebishunasa, and the karma chatas that if it already bypassed the year of its age, where then you can't bring it anymore, it's left to die. Says Rabbi Shimon as follows. It says, you can't say the halacha of the child of a chatas is being left to die by a carbon of the tzibur that the public is bringing. There is no karma chatas of the tzibur that's brought as a female animal, so hence you can't have the child. So that halacha wouldn't apply at all. So to be yatzir yochalim a timurus chatas b'tzibur, you can't have the halacha of a timur b'chatas by the tzibur. L'fisha in tzibois in timur, as we said in the previous Mishnah, the tzibur doesn't have the halacha of timur. Neither can you have the halacha of a chatas that the owners died when it's a carbon tzibur. The public doesn't die, the Jewish people always continue. Now, those are three that don't apply to the tzibur. Now, but shekipur bala, but regarding the owners having had an atonement, and v'shebur shenasa, and if it passed its year, that lo mitzinu, that we don't find. You would think, okay, that halacha would apply both by individuals and by the tzibur. Because the tzibur could have had an atonement with another animal if that animal was lost and then they find it, and also it could pass its year. However, says Reb Shimon, Amrit, you'll say, Yilmud Sasim. You'll learn out those which are unspecified, meaning the case of Shekibur Bala and Shebur Shnasa Mimeforish, from the cases that are explicit, which is the child, the Timura, and Mesa Bala, which is explicit that we said, as we just pointed out, that it doesn't apply by Tzibur. And we'll say, Mamaforish B'yachad B'li B'tzibur, just like those which are explicit that we know, are only applicable by a carbon of a Yachad, and not by a Tzibur. So to the two unspecified ones of that the owner has an atonement and that the year passed, biyachid of Amar Mulei B'tzibur will say that it applies to a carbon of a yachid and not a b'tzibur. However, as the Gemara continues to Amud Beis, the Gemara asks on Reb Shimon that says, "V'chidan and efshir mishii efshir." Do we learn out something that's possible from something that's impossible? In other words, you're learning out those two from those three. Oh, those three are not b'tzibur, so these two are also not. Why? Those three at all don't have the case conceptualization by a tzibur. And that is, it wouldn't be applying whether to die or to sacrifice because you never have such a situation in the first place. How is that proving to these two, which could be b'tzibur, and therefore that still doesn't tell us what should the halacha be? Those three, you're not going to have mesa because it doesn't have akrava, it doesn't have anything because it never happens. But these two, that happens, so how are you learning from there? Maybe the actual halacha would be that that's mesa. How are you proving that it's not left to die? So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon b'chad makom gamal hu. Reb Shimon actually had learned that the tradition was that they were in one place. As the Gemara says, Amr Shlakish. He says, Arba nitnu lahem. So first he qualifies, and then he explains. He says, there's actually only four chatais were given to them in tradition from Sinai, that those situations are that those chatas have to be left to die, and not five. Now, the fifth one was actually told to them, that actually grazes until it develops a blemish. Now, but in the days of mourning of Moshe Rabbeinu, they forgot which was the fifth one that's left to graze, and therefore they went stringently. And they've said that, okay, all of them have to be left to die. So, v'midim achamish. So then they then qualified that these are five that have to be left to die. Now, but therefore, the following logic was, and this is Reb Shimon's opinion, v'isakataitech b'tzibur, if you're going to think to say that these halachas were said even by a carbon tzibur, the question is, are you going to have these five by a tzibur? But hanach mi isnu b'tzibur, do they even have this by a public? You don't have the halacha of these five chatois by tzibur, only for two of them. But it was said in one category of one grouping, that these five apply. Forward to die, one to graze, but they were all said together. El al karchach yimotzasim, first, therefore we say that you must learn out the unspecified from the specified. And you can only have four or the five, only by an individual, and therefore it was obvious that it's not going to be applicable by that of the tzibur. And that's what we're learning out the efshe mishi efshe, because that's not the point. The point is they were all said in the same halacha, and you can't have all of them the same halacha by the tzibur, because the tzibur doesn't have those cases. Now, Reb Nosnaimer, he says actually differently. He says that actually achas nasnalan. Actually, only one of the five was given to them by Har Sinai that it has to die, and actually the other four were said that actually goes to grace. Now, but again, like we said to say, v'hemidu al chamish, they then, however, said that it's going to be all five have to be left to die, because they forgot which one is the one of the five that has to be left to die. Now, Reb Nosson, as Reish Lakish, is coming to qualify the reasoning of Reb Shimon in the halacha of our Mishnah. It's just that before he gets a chance to conclude his statement, the Gemara asks and answers, and then it allows Reb Nosson to end his opinion. But the Gemara first asks, why did they go ahead and establish that all five have to left to die? Because of one of them that were in doubt that has to be left to die. But v'lechzi b'hai sidra gemirlu. Let them see in what grouping it was said for that one, and let them recall if that one that has to die, if it was that it's applicable to be ibiyachid, ibitzibur, to be by an individual's carbon, or by a tzibur's carbon. Because, like we said, the chata shekipir ba'lau, v'sha'abish nasa, that to say that they have to be left to die, that would apply and be appropriate if it was said regarding the tzibur. But if it was said regarding the tzibur, then obviously it wouldn't apply to the other three, because they're not applicable by the tzibur, and it wouldn't be the same thing at all. And if they would remember that the one that we know the one that has to be left to die, that it was actually only possible to be by a yachid, so then we would say that it was only those three that have to be left to die. However, regarding the other two, you wouldn't be in doubt, because that's not similar, because that actually is not only by yachid, it could be by tzibur. So let them have recalled, you wouldn't have to say all five have to be left to die, because remember, was it those that is it by only by yachid? So we know which three it is. Is it those that could be by tzibur? So we know which two it is. Why would all five have to be left to die? Says the Gemara, shtei shikhiyeh shakhu. There was actually two things they forgot. They first forgot what the grouping was. Is it something that's only by yachid, or is it even by tzibur? And then they also forgot which one of that grouping it was. So therefore, since they forgot all of those ideas, so v'kashilu. So those in the days of Yeshua, when they forgot the halachas, they had the following problem. They said, v'isa g'daitech b'tzibur, if you're going to think to say that this one of the five that we know has to die was from a public, from a carbon that could apply to the tzibur, and the four that have to be left to graze, that we're saying was said in the same halacha Moshe Sinai, how could those four left to graze be regarding the tzibur? Hanach mi isnu b'tzibur? Do those other four even apply by the tzibur? But you can't have from four to have the halacha applying to the tzibur, because only two of them apply by the tzibur. And rather, from the fact that it was recalled that there's a grouping of five, yeah, one to be left to die, four to graze, but they were said in one grouping. It obviously tells you have to learn out the unspecified from the specified to say, because they all have the same characteristic. just one has to be left to die and four have to be left to graze. And they didn't know which one, so they said all have to be left to die. But Mama Furish B'yachav L'Bitzibur, just like the explicit ones, we know that there are some that it could only be by Yachav, not by Tzibur. And since we know they're all in the same categorical description, so Afsasim Yachav L'Bitzibur, so to the unspecified one, is by the individual, not by the tzibur, where then you could have all of them applying in the same halacha, and that's the reasoning of Reb Shimon, where these halachas do not apply at all by a korban tzibur. Whereas Rabbanu disagree, they say that no. Yeah, four of them were given in this halacha of being left to graze, and wherever it applies, it applies. Some apply by yachid, some apply by tzibur. And therefore they didn't hold it as a contradiction to say that you could have the halacha by a tzibur, because it doesn't have to have a uniformity. It could be that you'll have by Yachad, could be by Tzibur. It was just that these five halachas were said. What applies to Tzibur? What applies by Tzibur? But Reb Shimon, who says that no, is because he holds that they all have to have the same characteristic, and therefore, since some only apply by Yachad, therefore the rest will also only be by Yachad. The rest of Rashi, which the Bach explains, is really the same thing that Rashi said in the version that we were explaining. It's just coming from a different angle, but it's saying the same idea in the interpretation of the Gemara. Now the Gemara continues with the halacha, the next Mishnah, again, continuing on the topic of Amasech, regarding the laws of Timura. Says the Mishnah, Chayme b'kadosh mib b'timura. There's a stringency that applies by kachim, which is the initial sanctification of an animal, that's more stringent than that mib b'timura, from when it gets a sanctity by having it transferred from a previously sanctified animal. And v'chayme b'timura mib b'kachim, and there's a stringency that applies by the laws of timura over that of kachim. As the Mishnah explains. Chayme b'kachim mib b'timura, there's a stringency of kachim over timura, shakachim oisin timura, because an initially sanctified animal could make a timura to a different animal, chulin animal. But vein tamura is a tamura. But an animal that has a sanctity by its being a tamura cannot go ahead and now make another animal a tamura. Moreover, hatziba vashru tuf and makdishin. If the public has an animal, or their partners, they could be makdishin. They could sanctify an animal to be its as initial carbon. But a tziba and a shrutafin that have an animal, they cannot go ahead and do tamura on that. The law of tamura doesn't apply to tziba and shrutaf. Moreover, makdishin ubar and veivarm. One could sanctify a fetus or a limb. The laws of kedusha will take effect. Avolei mamirin. But and as Rashi explains, he's going to contra Bihuda, as we explained in the first packet of Yudim and Aleph, that expounds. It says in the pasuk behema bevehema. The law of tamura only applies from an animal to an animal, but the laws of tamura you can't do tamura with a fetus or with a limb. It says the Mishnah, achayim betamura ben bekachim. This stringently applies to the laws of tamura, a sanctity that's being transferred more than an initial sanctification. Shagadusha chala al baalas mum kavua. Because the sanctity of tamura takes effect on a previously permanent blemished animal. Meaning, if someone goes and does tamura from an unblemished hektish, a sanctified animal, and he transfers it and he does tamura onto a previous already blemished animal, which is a permanent blemish, the sanctity will be so severe that it will take effect on the tamura so much that even after one would go ahead and redeem it, the halacha would be that ve'ein yoytzei l'chulin will not go out to be considered unconsecrated as a continued type of Yudzayin Manav, ligzis v'levet to allow one to go ahead and shear the wool or work with it. Rather, they will have the halacha like kachim, which that the sanctity was before it got blemished, which halacha is when you redeem such a kachim. So, although you could eat it and you could do other things, but you're not allowed to shear the wool, you're not allowed to work with it, it still has certain limitations, as the Gemara says in Mecheres, tav yudalam Manav. That stringency will apply by tamura, even though it even had the blemish before it was sanctified. Because in contrast to kachim, if it had the blemish before it was sanctified, then we say it only has a monetary sanctity. And then actually when you deconsecrate it, it could even be shorn and it could even be worked, as the Gemara says within Bukharis. But by tamura, that it has a stringency, because the Pasuk says in Rekachav Zayin, that taiv bara, rabba taiv, meaning it doesn't differentiate whether it's unblemished or blemished, doesn't make a difference, it's always going to have the sanctity of tamura, like a regular sanctified carbon. Additionally, Rabbi Yisrael Hudaim says, another stringency is asa shege kemezi b'tmura. We made that if someone sanctifies it in error, it'll have the same halacha like he did it deliberately when it's regards to laws of tmura. But when it's the initial sanctification, we didn't make an error like when someone did it deliberately. Now, Rabbi Lazaim, he finishes off the Mishnah by saying the following halacha. He says, haklaim, a mixed breed, v'atrefa, has a mortal defect, v'yitzidayfin, and if it was born through cesarean, through the stomach of the animal, not through the birth canal, v'tumta v'adregnis, or if it doesn't have any signs of gender, or if it has both signs of gender, l'kadayshin v'lemekdishin. It does not become sanctified as a tamura, and it cannot make other things sanctified through the laws of tamura, as we will explain the halacha.